Now, how did you actually start learning? Like, do you have a process for how you learned all this stuff? Because you were just saying earlier, you're now a finance person. Like, you really understand the finance of a deal, but you weren't a finance person. So you went from journalism to act like straight up Goldman Sachs. Obviously, there was something in the middle, but like, how did you go down the process of learning something that you did not previously know at all?
What I've been amazed by in life is that most people don't ask questions, they pretend like they know things.
Yes.
At the top, all the way to the bottom.
Why?
Because they think that if they ask questions, they look dumb. And what I found is I was trained as a journalist to do one thing, ask questions. And actually, the better the question, the better the result as a journalist. That's all. That's the only thing. And so I never associated asking questions with looking dumb. In fact, I don't care to this day. I ask stupid questions all the time. In fact, when we look at a deal, I'll often say, explain to me this like I'm six. And then if they bring me a very large deal, Sam Zell is famous for this. I'm a big Sam Zell fan. He wrote The Subtle, no, Am I Being Too Subtle? Famous, they called him the Grave Dancer. And he was
The
a,
Grave Dancer.
yeah.
That's quite the name.
He was famous for turnarounds of real estate businesses. So he would take them out of the grave. They would say he danced on it, but he would take these businesses that were going to fail and then turn them around and build them to something
That's
huge.
impressive.
And Sam just passed away, actually. And he famously, when they would bring him a deal, like a, you know, some multi-$100 million deal they were going to do, one deal, they threw it in front of him, big deal, had a deal book, professional, all these stats and everything. And he just flipped it back to him. And he said, should we do the deal? And the guy's like, well, like, you know, I have 400 pages prepared here. And he goes, give this deal to me in a one-page brief, and then I'll know
Facts,
you understand it.
facts, facts.
Yeah. And it,
So important. Oh my God. I'm constantly telling people, say your thesis in a single sentence.
yeah,
Because
it's,
if you can't say it in a single sentence, you don't understand it.
you don't understand it. And I realize this for myself too. In fact, if you want to get ahead quickly, I think, you know, associating yourself with people who already have the things that you want is really important. One of the easiest ways to do that back in corporate land was everybody fought for one job, and that was the chief of staff job. You wanted to be chief of staff to one of the senior leaders. And the reason why is because you learned, one, what do they care about? And how do you learn what they care about? From the daily briefs you put together for them. And so you actually got a way to steal their 10,000 hours by looking at the very few things that they looked at every day that determined what was important for them. And so briefing has become really important at my company, and people get annoyed with me on
Just gonna
this.
say, like, I need to do briefs. Like,
You need to do briefs.
this sounds hot. I'm not
Also,
gonna lie.
dude,
This is hot.
let me tell you, there's nothing sexier than a hot brief. And it's funny because my team, the other day, there's this one woman in our team, I'll shout her out, Matilde, who does incredible briefs. And why does that matter? Because it shows me how you think. And the way that you think tells me how you work. And how you work tells me what you prioritize. And so these briefs are incredible. And the best way to learn them is you can actually see examples of the president's daily brief. And who could have a more succinct, important daily brief than the President of the United States? And so a lot of my team will look at that, and they'll also look at briefs for some of the largest CEOs out there. And so if you have a team at all, get them in the habit of doing this. And that, I think, is an incredible skill to get good at.
Yeah, I love that the most.
Yeah.
We will definitely be doing that.
I'll send you some examples of what I have the
Yeah,
team put
please. That
together.
would be incredible.
Yeah.